We're talking about retirement villages. Wagusi, is that something that you would consider? Umamhlambe ubona ukuthi hayi man, umuntu lomdzala ngathi uyadinga ukuthi athole professional help. But would you look into that? And so that's why we'll be speaking to Sister Nikiwe Mgibe. Sister, a very good morning. Thank you so much for ukuthi usathe isikhathi lokukhuluma nathi namhla ekuseni.
Good morning, sis. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Maybe if you can start by explaining what you guys do at a retirement village and home care facility, because sometimes we assume that these are the services that you offer, but so what is it exactly that you guys do?
So what we do, what we offer, we've got three different sections. We've got your retirement section where most of the people are still... they are still capable of doing stuff for themselves. And then the other section is a section where they are not so much capable, but still can do some of the stuff. And then the third one is where they are no longer able to do anything for themselves. It's like more like they are now babies. That's what we like to call them.
Yeah. Okay. And in your line of work, have you perhaps experienced a number of is it majority of ebanfu from indlulemhlophe?
So with my line of work at the moment, I've got two patients. And then the majority is white people.
So anyone
that can just afford our fees, they are welcome. It doesn't matter the color.
Okay. Do you think that perhaps is about affordability, or perhaps maybe mhlambe ngilendlela lesikhuliswe ngayo wena sisike ukuthi abantu labadzala baze bahambe mdala balandze bahlala nathi, that we are not used to such things? Is it affordability or is it something that we're not used to?
It's a bit of both. Because now, with the new generation, we have more information regarding to our old age homes.
Yeah.
So, but also affordability is shy at sina as abantu abamnyama, because the saving part is not really our strong point. So now black people, they do bring abazali babo to old age homes. And then a majority of bashayang affordability.
And perhaps before I let you go, what would your advice be to someone who has an elder and knows that, you know, they don't have enough time or the experience that is needed to take care of someone who's a bit older?
So my advice would, if they can afford an old age home, they should inquire and then... make plans that they go to any other old age home that they can afford, because I believe there are numbers of different old age homes. But if they cannot afford, they can just hire someone to stay with the other person at home, a person that is trained, a person that is aware of the condition of the person that they're going to be taking care of.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, Sister Nikiwe Mgibe, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Previously on Marawa Sports Worldwide,
Dr. Robert Selepe joining us right here, man who